Well, you know, our dairy farm families, despite all the upheaval that COVID-19's brought to their world as far as markets, as far as our summertime activities, they're still out there plugging away, and they want to know where their dairy checkoff dollars are being invested. It's time to catch up with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Remember, that is the group of dedicated employees here in the state of Wisconsin and outside our borders that are using your hard-earned dairy checkoff dollars to educate, inform, and research all about dairy for Wisconsin. And joining us today is one of the gals that's very, very close to that project, and that's Brenda Murphy. She is a director of farm communications and programs for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and more importantly, a dairy farmer herself, dairy history a part of her life. And now let's talk a little bit, Brenda, before we jump into some of the initiatives that are coming up and going on. You know, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, their priority is to make sure that they're building trust in dairy products with our dairy farmers, with our dairy farming practices, with the consumers and our agribusiness business partners abroad. So give me a little heads up. You're on the cutting edge of these kinds of activities. What's coming up as far as those kinds of programs? How do we approach continuing to build those relationships, build that trust in light of COVID-19 when everybody's got a question about where their food comes from?
Great question, because coming up here in the middle of October is what's called National Farmer Day. And it's, you know, we all hear about those calendar days or holidays. This actually was built just because it's harvest season, and it was a way to remind consumers way back many years ago that, hey, you need to celebrate what our farmers are doing and you know, respect what they have going on. It's not a bad time to also remember that there's some safety precautions to take as you're driving past those country roads and those fields, but we use it as an opportunity to give our farmers some voice within the media. So those consumers who maybe don't know a farmer get to learn a little something more about our farmers.
Yeah, it's more than just a license plate, folks. I mean, everybody knows we're America's Dairyland, but today, with all the interaction that consumers have as far as social media, videos, things like that, being ahead of that curve is absolutely critical. So as a dairy farmer yourself, how should we approach our responsibilities in sharing the story? Or do Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin have some collateral materials that we can help use?
Well, yes, to all of those questions. So we know that so many consumers are looking to social media for answers. And, you know, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, whether it's on our America's Dairyland Facebook page or on Wisconsin Cheese, we are talking to consumers about where their food comes from, what it is, what it's known for. You know, our award-winning cheese is found in 98% of grocery stores around the country. But sometimes consumers want to know the story behind that. And so not only do we tell the story about cheese makers, but we're also helping tell the story about dairy farmers. So on our Facebook pages and our social media sites, YouTube sites, we're definitely sharing videos about our dairy farmers and also helping our dairy farmers get out there in the fields, literally, and connect them with the local media. So, for instance, National Dairy Month was back in June, and we captured over 127 interviews with farmers across the state to share their story with consumers about what they're doing on their farm, how they're caring for their animals, how they're caring for the land, and still providing that delicious, nutritious product that they're looking for in the grocery store.
What kind of response did you get? You know, the folks that are milking cows are probably saying, well, what's my return on investment, Brenda? And you're super sensitive to that as well. So what kind of value did you see from that social media activity during National Dairy Month?
So that's the cool thing, right? Like, we didn't pay a dime for it. And yet, if we would have, it would have cost over $200,000. But we didn't pay anything for it. It was free because people want to know about farming and they kind of want to meet a farmer. So this was a great way for us to get out in front of 195 million people for less than, you know, the pennies, right? We earned over $200,000 in media value in being able to reach those people. And, you know, as a farmer, I get concerned about negative comments, right? I don't want to hear them. I don't want to deal with them, you know, as a farmer. And I less than 2% of the sentiment was negative. And we have such great pride and support here in Wisconsin. That means 98% of the people had positive comments, positive reactions to these stories. They really do love their farmers and farming. So that's something that farmers need to take to heart and go, okay, I know the negative can be bad and it's hurtful, but 98% of the people out there appreciate what I'm doing, and I need to keep doing it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We always remember the negative more than the positive. But people also have to understand, it's very good that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is ahead on even the naysayers out there, because we have seen an uptick during the COVID pandemic of anti-animal agriculture, anti-dairy people targeting agriculture, just, you know, as people are kind of struggling on their own. Now, Brenda, you mentioned that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin helped to spearhead the National Dairy Month campaign earlier in 2020. What happened there? What did you guys do aside from the social media stuff? And what was the reaction on news outlets? Sometimes they start putting their hands up and saying, we're not interested in the story. Were they still taking in the information?
The news outlets were absolutely taking all the positive stories that they could. And what we found, like you mentioned, there were some negative sentiments being pushed out by some anti-agriculture entities. But with our help, our media outlets just said, you know what, we're not running it. We want to hear positive stories right now. We know a lot of those initiatives aren't true, and we want to support our farmers. So thankfully, they ran a lot of our information, reached out and asked to get connected to dairy farmers to help them tell their story. So it was fantastic to see that positive sentiment coming from our local media. It was great. And I think the farmers that they reached out to certainly appreciated that as well, because Any positive support right now was very much appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Well, and once those media outlets, if they do get a chance to connect with an honest-to-goodness dairy farmer, those relationships will continue long after that story, usually.
They do. And I'll tell a short story. I happened to be on farm for a interview by a Milwaukee station on a farm in Oconomowoc, and in the background, a cow is giving birth. And this cameraman, he was so ecstatic about this. He's like, I won't show it, I won't show it, I won't show it, because it's kind of graphic. But he goes, can I please tape it and show the studio, you know, the people in the studio, because they won't believe that I'm here to watch. I mean, those are just things that you go, as a farmer, like, you have to step back and realize, like, yeah, it's cool that you get to have a calf being born. And it never loses its special qualities, right?
Magic.
But at the same time, you kind of get that feeling like, okay, but tomorrow there's going to be another calf born, or even in the next hour there's going to be another calf born. But this was so unique to this person, and to see his excitement, you go, yeah, this is why we do this.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is why people need to know. This is why people need to see how much we care about that cow and her calf and making sure they're taken care of. And yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. It's a magical moment for all of us. But like you said, we have a tendency to take it for granted if we're doing it every day. Brenda Murphy is along with us if you're just joining us. She is the Director of Farmer Communications and Programs for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That's where your dairy checkoff dollars are being invested in education, research, and promotion. Now, we started this conversation, Brenda, about National Farmers Day coming up October 12th. What can our dairy farmers do to make sure that they're helping to get the message out about what real Wisconsin dairy farmers are doing on their operations every day to take care of the land, take care of their community, take care of their animals? What do you suggest?
Well, anytime they have the opportunity to share their story, they should. We have resources, whether it be on our site, wisconsindairy.org, or on the national site of dairygood.org. There's plenty of information out there about how to get more involved, how to host a farm tour, how to have people at your farm and answer some of those tougher questions, and again, how to just engage on social and still know when not to. We know that there are individuals out there and organizations who just want to, quote-unquote, poke the bear. But those aren't ones that you can change their mind or have a conversation with. So you just have to learn to ignore those and focus on those that really want to ask good questions and have a conversation and learn. They don't know what they don't know. So many of them haven't been on a farm in years. And this is their opportunity to get to know you as their neighbor just a little bit more.
Right.
So take the time and engage with them.
Yeah, and you're right. Walk away from, don't get in a fight on social media. You're always going to lose, and we don't need that. Very good thoughts and advice from Brenda Murphy, Director of Farmer Communications and Programs, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Circle that date on the calendar, folks, October 12th, National Farmers Day, when we want to amplify the voice and the visibility of our Wisconsin dairy farmers, all farmers, but specifically our Wisconsin dairy farmers. And as Brenda said, you can start with great information online. You can go to wisconsincheese.com, wisconsindairy.org, on Facebook, America's Dairyland, or reach out to some of the farmer directors that are on the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. They'll be happy to help as well and connect you with staff like Brenda. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin bringing you this update. I'm Pam Yonke.